for the last 17 months now, there has been no autism therapist since the previous person left the post in Inishowen. And that has been a tremendous loss to everyone who used that service in the past and everyone who would wish to avail of autism therapy services at the moment to assist them. And I've been raising this since the last autism therapist left with the HSE and with the Minister, and have been assured that the recruitment process is underway. But still, as of now, we do not have an autism therapist appointed. And it's simply unacceptable that families would be left without that service for such a long period of time. And I'm calling once again now on the HSE and the Minister for Health to actually expedite the appointment of that service and ensure that it's reinstated to families across the peninsula.
Is the delay in this particular appointment affected by the overall recruitment ban?
I think we see this all the time with the HSE whenever a post falls vacant, that there is massive delays and unacceptable delays in terms of actually filling it. And undoubtedly, the recruitment embargo is feeding into that as well. But we have to see a health service which actually recognises the importance of services such as this. And whenever it's clear that someone is about to leave a post, that they actually expedite and make a decision to expedite the recruitment and the appointment of somebody to such essential posts immediately, and not leave families in the lurch, because that's what's happening here. And ultimately, what the health service needs to be about is ensuring that actually the supports are in place to assist families in this instance, and that's simply not happening. But it must be dealt with immediately, and the HSE Minister now must reinstate this essential autism therapy post for the Inishowen Peninsula.